Hello, this is David Middleton, pastor of Jesus is Lord Outreach Center, welcoming you to Doers of the Word. This program will teach you the practical knowledge of the Word of God so that you can live in victory in your life. Open your heart and mind now as I share the uncompromised Word with you today. Praise the Lord. Glad to be with you on the radio broadcast again today. We are continuing to share with you on overcoming, and we're talking specifically about overcoming hindrances to being led by the Holy Spirit. Revelation 21:7, he that overcometh shall inherit all things, and I will be his God, and he shall be my son. We want him to be God to us. We want to be a son. A true son is led by the Spirit of God. Romans 8:14, as many as are led by the Spirit of God, they are the sons of God. You need to be led by the Spirit of God. Then you'll be a true son or daughter of the Lord. Well, we're talking about these reasons that would cause hindrances. The first one is not being God inside-minded and focused upon the Holy Spirit. Remember, the Bible says in 1 Corinthians 3:16, know ye not that you're the temple of God and that the Spirit of God dwelleth in you? Now, another thing that's important here is you want to be sure that you have the Holy Spirit dwelling in you. And when a person gets born again, they get the Spirit of Jesus Christ that comes from Jesus. Then you are to receive the Holy Spirit. Receiving the Holy Spirit is subsequent to salvation. A lot of people have not understood that, but that's the truth. Scriptures on that would be Acts chapter 8. Philip preached Christ to those at Samaria. They received the word. They were baptized. Then, when the people at Jerusalem heard about it, they sent Peter and John, who came down for them, that they prayed for them that they might receive the Holy Ghost, for as yet he was fallen upon none of them. This shows you that receiving the Holy Spirit is subsequent to the salvation experience. Also in Acts 19, Paul found some disciples at Ephesus. He said, have you received the Holy Ghost since you believed? They already were believers. They hadn't received the Holy Spirit. You see, when you get born again, you get the Spirit of Jesus Christ. I'm sure that's the question that many people have. Well, if I don't have the Holy Spirit when I'm born again, what happened to me? You became a new creation. You got the Spirit of Jesus Christ. That's Christ in you. Christ, the Spirit from Jesus, is not the Holy Spirit. It is different. It is from Jesus. The Holy Spirit proceeds from the Father. John 15, verse 26. And so, when we receive Jesus, we get His Spirit. Then we receive the Holy Spirit who proceeds from the Father who comes to dwell in us. I think one of the most important scriptures to think on this subject is Luke 11:13, where God said, how much more shall your heavenly Father give the Holy Spirit to them that ask him? That's what Jesus spoke. And notice, it's not saying how much more will God give the Holy Spirit to them that ask him. It says how much more will your heavenly Father give the Holy Spirit to them that ask him. Have you asked your Heavenly Father to give you the Holy Spirit since you were a believer? Notice, if we wouldn't be told to ask our Father to give us the Holy Spirit if we already had Him once we were a child of God. We ask our Heavenly Father to give us the Holy Spirit because we need to receive Him. If you have never asked your Heavenly Father to give you the Holy Spirit, do it now and believe that you receive the Holy Spirit and He will immediately come and dwell in your spirit. Now, once the Holy Spirit's there, you now have the Holy Spirit of God dwelling in you. You are the temple of God. He's not just with you. He's now in you. And the temple of God, where He dwells, is holy. Well, He's holy on the inside of us in our spirit, and we've got to learn to be led by the Holy Spirit so we can see the holiness of God, the leadership of the Holy Spirit working in our life. Praise God. He talks about in 2 Corinthians 6:16, what agreement has the temple of God with idols? You're the temple of the living God. As God said, I'll dwell in them and walk in them, and I'll be their God, and they shall be my people. What are we supposed to do? Come out from among everything that's not of Him. Get rid of all the idolatry and everything that's of unbelief and everything of the world. Be ye separate, saith the Lord. Touch not the unclean thing. And I will receive you and will be a father unto you, and you'll be sons and daughters, saith the Lord Almighty. You know, Romans 12:2 says, be not conformed to this world, but be transformed by the renewing of your mind. You've got to get yourself out of the ways of the world. If you are worldly minded, then you are an enemy against the Lord. Those that are in the flesh are those that are walking according to the ways of the world, and they're an enemy against God. In James 4:4, he said, you adulterers and adulteresses, know ye not that the friendship of the world is enmity with God? Whosoever therefore will be a friend of the world, the enemy of God. We don't want to be an enemy of God. We want to be a friend of God. And that's going to happen because we're going to be led by the Holy Spirit. Important hindrance would be not having the Word in your heart. You've got to have the Word of God in your heart. All Scripture is given by inspiration of God. It's the more sure word of prophecy. It's the light that shines in a dark place, the day star that arises in your heart. You've got to get the Word in you. The Holy Spirit is taking that Word. He's writing it in your heart, writing it in the mind. You are the epistle of Christ, written with the Spirit of the living God, and He's writing it in the tables of your heart. You've got to get this Word in you. The Word is going to lead you when you go. It's going to keep you when you sleep. It's going to talk with you when you awake. God's Word will talk with you because the Holy Spirit is going to bring it up to you. He's going to quicken it to you. The commandment is a lamp, the law is a light, and the reproofs of instruction are the way of life. He's going to lead you in line with the Word. We know that John 16:13, the Spirit of truth, when He's come, He will guide you into all truth. The truth is the Word. He shall not speak of Himself. Whatsoever He shall hear, that He'll speak. He'll show you things to come. He's going to receive the things of Jesus and show them unto us. That's why you got to be sure you're checking everything out and being sure it's in line with the Word of God. The Holy Spirit never leads someone contrary to the Word of God. Another principle we talked about is not being moved by your feelings. If you walk by your feelings, you're not going to be led by the Holy Spirit. The Holy Spirit does not operate through your flesh. The Holy Spirit operates from your spirit. We walk by faith, not by sight. And He's going to lead you step by step, not by that which is revealed to the senses. If you're moved by what things seem like, what they look like, by what you feel, by the senses, then you're not being led by the Holy Spirit. What do we need to do? We need to trust in the Lord with all of our heart. Lean not to your own understanding. Acknowledge Him in all your ways, and know that He shall direct your paths. Now, another point, hindrances, if you do not let the Lord direct your steps. You know, sometimes people get the vision of God, they get the desire of God, they get the Word of God, the promise of God, and they go to try to see that come to pass in their own means. You know, the man's heart devises his way, but the Lord directs his steps. Proverbs 16:9. God is going to direct your steps. The Bible says that the steps of the good man are ordered of the Lord. He's ordering. He's ordaining your steps. He's directing your steps. This is why you've got to be yielded unto Him. In Psalms 37, verse 4, here's another point, that if you're going to be led by the Holy Spirit, you got to be sure that you're pliable before the Lord so He can put His desires in you and bring those desires to pass. Psalms 37:4, delight thyself also in the Lord, and He shall give thee the desires of thine heart. The word delight doesn't mean delight by about being happy or rejoicing. The word delight, when you look it up in the Hebrew, it means pliable, adaptable, soft. We're going to be soft and pliable, adaptable, bendable, yielding unto the Lord. If we do that, then He'll give you the desires of your heart, because He places the desires in your heart, and as you're adaptable and yielded unto Him, He's going to direct the steps that you're to go in. And then verse 5 says, commit thy way unto the Lord. Trust also in Him, and He shall bring it to pass. You can't have a mistrust of God. You've got to trust in the Lord. You've got to acknowledge Him. Know that He's directing your steps. Keep your heart right before Him, and know that He's going to bring this to pass. Commit your way unto the Lord. Do things God's way. The Holy Spirit is going to perform that Word and bring that to pass in your life. Praise God. Another thing that's important is we've got to learn to deny ourselves. The Holy Spirit cannot lead us if we're walking in our own ways. In Luke 9:23, he said to them all, "If any man will come after me, let him deny himself and take up his cross daily and follow me." You've got to deny yourself. Take up your cross. That's crucifying that flesh daily. You're not walking by the flesh or by what you feel. You're going to follow the ways of the Spirit. You walk in the Spirit, and you will not fulfill those lusts or strong desires of the flesh. You're going to have to deny him, if you're going to follow Jesus. If any man come after me, let him deny himself. That means, of course, that if you're going to be led by the Holy Spirit, that's going to be in line with the Word of God. You've got to deny yourself. And you've got to learn to listen to the Holy Spirit and the Word of God. You can't follow your own thoughts. You can't follow your own ways. You know, Isaiah 55:8, he says, "For my thoughts are not your thoughts, neither are your ways my ways, saith the Lord." You see, we've got to learn to listen to him and get his thoughts from the Word and find out his ways as we study his Word and listen to him. Ephesians 2:3, here it says, "We all had our conversation or behavior in times past in the lusts of the flesh, fulfilling the desires of the flesh and the mind." Well, we can't walk that way anymore. If you're following your own desires of a fleshly mind, following your feelings, following what you want to do, you are going to be led contrary to the Holy Spirit. You know, the Bible says you walk in the Spirit, you won't fulfill the lusts of the flesh. Praise God. God wants you to learn to walk in the Spirit and learn to follow him. Don't let cares and anxieties pull you down. That's another thing that hinders people. 1 Peter 5:7 says you're supposed to cast all your care upon him because he cares for you. Philippians 4:6 says, "Be anxious for nothing." Be anxious for nothing. If you're full of cares, anxiety, worries, if you're being moved by your feelings and all this negative stuff's coming at you, how are you going to be led by the Holy Spirit? You're going to be easily deceived. You're being affected by the flesh. You're being affected by the devil's attacks coming against you. We want to be led by the Holy Spirit. So we're going to be God inside minded. We're separating ourselves from the world and from the things that are evil. We're getting the Word in our heart because the Holy Spirit's going to quicken that Word. We're going to check things out, walk by faith, trusting in the Lord, and we're going to be pliable, yielding, and adaptable to him, and he's going to lead you. We'll see you on the next broadcast. God bless you. As you have received the Word today, be sure to apply it in your life by doing it. I invite you to visit Jesus is Lord Outreach Center for our weekly services Sunday at 10 and 6:30 and Wednesday at 7. The church is located at 23 Morse Road near High Street in North Columbus. For more information, call 268-WORD. That's 268-9673. And now until I greet you on the next broadcast, may God bless you as you are a doer of the Word of God.